Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. We are on week number 22. We are almost halfway there throughout the year. And I hope you're getting yours. I hope you're hitting your fitness goals and you're doing your thing and working hard. And if you've fallen off that bandwagon of the New Year's resolutions, well, this episode is for you, because we are talking all things motivation, particularly how to keep our motivation going. You know, it's probably the number one struggle that people have, not just when it comes to their fitness, but when it comes to their work, their business, their life, you know, just staying motivated, keeping that motivation. And it's the reason why people hire coaches like myself to keep them motivated and to ensure that they don't go off track. But if I could tell you the real secret to keeping your motivation, the real secret is keeping your motivation is the easy part. Finding it. Finding that why. Now that's the real challenge. Because once you know why you are working for something, why you're putting in those hours, why you're putting in that precious time, and making those sacrifices day in and day out to stay fit, and not just to stay fit, but just to stay on the grind, keeping the motivation is easy. Finding it, knowing what that is, knowing what that real resonating why is, that honestly is the real struggle. But once you figure that out, once you figure out that why, everything else is easy. You know, there's only been one real moment in my life when I had that sheer motivation, where I was able to keep that motivation going for extended amount of years, and it's still going right now. It's still burning really strong because I was able to figure out my why. Now, I'm going to start off this story by saying I am just naturally a super lazy guy. I have always been lazy, and it's something that unfortunately I've had to deal with for the majority of my life, and I've been doing my very best to shake off that lazy gene, to shake off that lazy bone out of my body, because for most of my life, I've been running on sheer luck. I was lucky to finish school, which I barely did. I was lucky to get a job right after school. I was lucky to start a career with the government at a very, very early age. And I was also lucky to get out of some tight spots of the law. And I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this, that there was a couple few run-ins, and you know, I was lucky enough to just get by with just a couple slaps on my wrist. So I realized that it took a while. It took a long while for me to realize that my luck was going to run out, and I had to change before it actually did. You know, I walked around the majority of my first 25 years on this earth without a real anchor. Without an anchor to really motivate me until I found one, or as it is often said, it found me. And I'll never forget it, because I was sitting around with my coworkers at the government, and this brand new retirement calculator was introduced, and we were plugging in our numbers to see when we can retire with a full pension and benefits and this and that. And I looked at mine, and my heart dropped. I couldn't stop staring at the screen. And, you know, everybody was talking, finding out when they were going to retire, and they're all sharing the numbers. And they started to slowly come over to my cubicle and started to ask what my number was. And I couldn't bring myself to really say it until my girl Sarah, who sat beside me, she looked over and she says, "Jimmy can retire at 53 years old." That's right. I could retire at 53 years old with a full pension and benefits. And, you know, all my friends at work, they were so excited for me. They were congratulating me like I had won some huge, crazy jackpot. And all I could think about was I just didn't share that same enthusiasm. In fact, you know, this is going to sound terrible, but it felt like a jail sentence had been put onto me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm grateful. And I've always been very grateful that I had a very good, paying, secure job that gave me the benefit of retiring that early. But all I could think about, all that was running through my mind was 30 more years. 30 more years of having to do something that didn't excite me, that didn't motivate me to get up in the morning. That's something that I just didn't love doing. I started to ask myself, could I go on working and moving up this corporate ladder for another 30 years? And to do something that just didn't pull at my heart that the way things should? Is that the life that I want to live? As I was asking myself that question, I told myself, no way. No way, not this lifetime. Like many of you who are listening, if I can even say almost all of you that are listening, I'm sure all you ever wanted to do was to be happy and to be fulfilled at the thing that you spend the most time doing, which is our work, which is our career. And clearly, my mind, my body, and most importantly, my soul needed more than just the satisfaction of getting a paycheck and going through the motion until I retire at 53 years old. So at that very moment, when I had plugged in those numbers into that screen, my why was starting to shape. My motivation started to become a little bit more clear. The only thing that was running through my mind during that time was, you don't love it here. So find something you love to do. It was very simple. Now, I don't know about you, but finding that thing that I love to do wasn't going to be something that I solved overnight. But it did kickstart the change. And I knew what I loved to do wasn't going to happen without some hurdles. So I decided, why don't I start with a personal win? Why don't I start to change myself? Now, if you've been following the podcast, you know my story a little bit. I've been overweight for the majority of my life, and it wasn't getting any better, regardless of me trying to join gyms, trying to lose that weight, trying to diet. So I had to change. I had to make a change in the way that I thought about weight loss, the way that I thought about working out, the way that I thought about myself, really. You know, at that time, when I had plugged in those numbers, I was just over 270 pounds. 270 pounds. And I had been trying to lose weight for years. So finally, I thought, okay, I need to remix the way I think and start doing activities that I love doing instead of doing them for the sake of losing weight. And as I mentioned, I've told this story a few times over the podcast before, so I won't tell it again, but I will give the skinny version of it, which is I threw up my scale. I focused on the things that I loved doing, which was lifting weights, swinging kettlebells, and of course, martial arts. And I told myself to forget about how many times I go in a week, forget about how many calories I'm going to lose in each session, and to just go and to focus on me. And if I didn't like going, then I wouldn't go. And lo and behold, I started to lose that weight. And the best part was, I didn't even realize it. It took over 2 years to lose that weight, and not only that, but to keep that 70 pounds off my body. And I was still at my job with the government. But you know what started happening? People had started to ask me how I had lost all this weight. And I was more than happy to show them. I was more than happy to share with them what I was doing, the workouts that I was doing, the foods that I was eating. I was even taking people to the dojo to introduce them to martial arts. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, now I'm charging people $10 an hour to share with them the thing that I loved doing. And I was just so pumped to do it. I was doing it for free for the longest time. Now I'm getting paid 10 bucks an hour. That was just icing on the cake. But all the while, that why, my original why, is still in the back of my mind. You don't love it here. Find something that you loved to do. And as I was sharing with my friends and my family, I started to realize I loved coaching people. I loved teaching people exercise and how to move and about martial arts and about food and to break down those misconceptions. And I started to ask myself, can I do this full time? Can I make a living out of this? Can I support my family? And there was a resounding answer that was brewing in my mind, which was, yes. Yes, I can do this. So I started to put in the work and I started to put in that time. I went out and I got my certification for personal training. I started to build a clientele list by training people before I started work, which was like at 6 in the morning. I would push it. I would train people from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 8:30, and quickly get changed and go to work for 9. And then I would also train people after work. So I finish at 5 o'clock. I would rush out, get to the gym, get to my condo gym, and start training people there from 6 to 9 p.m. And I set that goal. I set that dollar figure that I needed to make before I would even consider leaving my job. I needed to show myself that I could do it. And the best part was I was willing to work for that as well. Now, of course, during this time, does doubt creep into my mind? Of course it does. Of course, why wouldn't it? In fact, the biggest doubt wasn't even really a doubt at all. It was actually something very reasonable that was going through my mind. It was something very logical. At least at the time, I thought it was logical. My biggest sticking point was that at the time I was making so much money training. And I had a career going. I had this secure job going with the government. Why would I leave at all? I'm doing the best of both worlds here. I get to coach and do the thing that I love doing. And I have a secure job where I don't have to really stress. And again, I could retire when I turn 53. But that original why. That OGY kept creeping in my mind. You don't love it here. Find something that you love to do. And I found that something. But I need to get rid of that here part. And that here part was my government job. That job where I was commuting to the office, where I was working, where I felt stuck at work from 9 to 5. Where someone was telling me what time I was allowed to go to break, how long my break was, how long my lunch was. You know, that bothered me the most out of everything. And that's something personal to me. That might not bother you, but for me, that was a huge sticking point. So finally, I took the plunge. Over 6 years ago, I quit my job. Despite everybody telling me that I was just crazy, despite my parents being very disappointed in me, they were very disappointed. Because at that very moment, you know, I was married to my beautiful wife for over 3 years, and we just found out we were going to have our first kid together. And they just thought I was crazy. But that was 6 years ago. And the thing is, I'm still here. I'm still doing this thing. I'm still coaching. I'm still loving it. I'm still supporting my family and growing this business. I never thought that I would get to this point. I never thought that I could meet the people that I have met before, have traveled to the places that I've gotten to travel to. And I feel like I'm only just beginning, really. And I'm telling you this story because keeping your motivation is the easy part. You know, when I knew what I actually wanted to do and why I wanted to do it, the path was clear to me. That path was hard. But I was willing to go and endure that journey And it turned out that journey was and is the best part of it. So you got to go out there and you got to find that why. And if we can bring it all back to the fitness portion, your why. Why are you trying to lose weight? Because you want to be healthy? Because you want to get strong? Because you want to have more energy? You want to feel confident in those clothes or on the beach? I'm going to tell you right now, this is the real truth. Those reasons, those whys, they're not good enough. It's too general. It's like saying, I want to have a lot of money so that I can live a better life. Of course you want to have a lot of money. But are you currently working towards that? Are you currently working towards that money amount? Do you even know what that money amount is? My guess for the majority of you, you probably don't know what that is. Everybody wants to be stronger. Everybody wants to be leaner. Of course you want to have more energy. You want to be more optimal. Those things won't motivate you to go to the gym after you had finished a long day of work. Things that will keep you in the game are like, I want to run the big five marathons so I can travel the world and compete. I want to be stronger because I'm tired of being weak and having to rely on others to help me with simple tasks like opening a jar. I want to lose weight because I have failed and failed and failed at so many other things that this is the one thing that I want to have the control over. And these are all real examples from my own clients who have found their why. And because they have found that real why, because they have cracked their own fitness DNA, they have found success. And their whys are no different than mine, which was to find a profession that I love doing, which led me to lose weight, which led me to become a fitness coach, to own a studio, to become a public speaker, to have a friggin' podcast. So I'm going to tell you, stop worrying about trying to keep that motivation and find out what's actually going to motivate you. And there are no crazy tips or tricks or ways to do this. There's really only one, which is you need to take the time to ask yourself, what do I really want? And not what my partner wants, not what my kids want, or my parents, or my boss, or my friends. But what do I want? Ask and be honest with yourself. And the answer on how to get there will come, I promise you. And it all starts with that why. So your mission this week is to go out and find out what your why is. Because that will lead you to the success, that will lead you to the happiness that you were looking for. Now, I'm going to leave the show on that note. Do me a favor, hit me up and share with me your why. You can hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness. That's mckim@remixmyfitness.com. Or you can hit me up on social, on Insta, on Facebook, @remixmyfitness. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear from you, and I would love to hear what your why is. You heard what mine is. So sharing is caring is what they say, right? So that's it for me. That's another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast. Don't forget, smash that subscribe button. Don't miss an episode. Until next time, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have some fun. Peace.